Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. The Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program.
Again, it is good to see everyone out here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate everybody coming. Even everything you put into the service thus far. Thank you to give it. Thank you, Brother Herman, for done for us this week. Thank you, Southeast, for providing for us. We sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. But if you have your Bibles tonight, the book of John, chapter number 11, John, verse number 1. The Bible says this: Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and of Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. His brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Skip over to verse 17. The Bible says, Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 50 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know, amen, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Or just a little bit more over in verse 39. The Bible said, Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Amen. Loose him and let him go. Amen. I'm going to try my best to preach out of this text here tonight. And Lord, help me, I'm going to preach on this thought. When he shows up, he shows out. When he shows up, he shows out. Would you pray with me tonight, Father?
Bless my brother. Look to you, Lord. Pray for my brother.
Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. That the Lord is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. He surely works miracles. He surely shows up in our lives. And I'm thankful how he showed up in mine. I've only been alive for 25 years. But the Lord has made a way, been good to me, and helped me. And in the majority, everything that I've ever faced, God's been there. He showed up. And I sure am thankful. But amen. Let's get right into the word of the Lord here. But we know this story. It's very, very familiar. I couldn't sit here and go verse by verse, but I'll just try to preach what the Lord laid on my heart. We know how Lazarus, the Bible said he was a friend of Jesus and was sick. And Jesus said it's not necessarily sickness unto death, but for the glory of God, that he not receive glory by his sickness. Amen. A lot of times things that we face, amen, it's not unto death, but it's for God to receive the glory. Amen. And so we know the story. The Bible said that it was 15 furlongs off. It was a ways away from where Jesus was. And they called him. And when they did, amen, it took, from what I found, about 4 days. And Mary and Martha cried out, saying, "You're late. If you'd have came when we asked, we wouldn't have a funeral. But we still be at the hospital. And you can be healing his body." Amen. But we know, amen, according to what we've read, that Jesus came right on time. Amen. Came right on time. And showed up and brought Lazarus from the dead. And he said, "Loosen and let him go." Amen. A miracle that we have witnessed from the pages of the Word of God. Amen. How Jesus surely shows out. But our place where we're at tonight is found in the Gospel of John. And this man named Jesus, amen, could have, during that time, been called the fixing man or the miracle man. Amen. I was thinking today, amen, I begin to study this and pray about this and seek God. Amen. I was just taken to the place where, amen, we've heard the song, amen, about I can't heal blind eyes up. Amen. I can't raise the dead up, but I know a man who can. Amen. I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can. Hallelujah. Amen. One verse said, I can't take a soul that's sinful. Amen. And make it white, whiter than snow. But I know a man who can. Let me ask you a question today. Do you know a man that can do all these things? Amen. The Bible said this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He's just not, amen, a good prophet. Amen. He's more than a great teacher. Amen. But he's God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the body. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead. I'm glad. When he shows up, he shows out.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Another song that was rolling in my head all day. Thank you all this. Amen. My brother-in-law, Brother Christopher, sings this. He talks about who but God can do such things as these. Amen. Amen. Take a life so wretched when the world says that there's no hope. Call the drunkard to quit drinking and set an addict free from death. He can make something from nothing because he did just that with me. Who but God can do such things as these? So I want to tell somebody in the house, there ain't nobody like him. And you can search all the long road. You can go to the highest mountain. You can go to the lowest valley. You can look all around and see him. You won't find nobody like him. Amen. I'm glad that's the one we serve. You hear me? I said, I'm glad he's the one we serve tonight. Hallelujah. And in the book of John, he may have been known as the man who can. The miracle man. There's 7 notable miracles that I found in the Gospel of John up to this point where we are in chapter number 11. And we know what takes place. Amen. If you haven't been reading your Bible much, amen, you may not know, but I believe we got some Bible readers in the house. Amen. But we know the first miracle that took place was Jesus took that water and turned it into wine at the marriage supper at Cana. Amen. His mother came up to the servants and said, "Whatever he saith unto you, do it." Amen. Amen. Whatever he says to you, do it. So one man said things like this. At the banquet of the wedding, he said, "Most men leave the bad wine for the end of the party. Amen. But you have saved the best for last. When he shows up, he shows out. You hear me? Amen. The second miracle, he healed the nobleman's son in John 4. The Bible said, and the nobleman came to him and said, "Sir, come down to my child. He's dying." Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word that Jesus had spoken, went his way. And that very next day, even the same hour when he spoke, and the Bible said, and that son was made whole. When he shows up, he shows out. Oh, hallelujah. Even he doesn't do bad miracles. He doesn't do fake miracles. But he doesn't lie. Lame man at the pool of Bethesda. Amen. He went from handicapped to whole. From helpless to healed. From rejected to regarded. Because when Jesus shows up, he shows out. He fed the 5,000, which is a little boy's lunch. Amen. It wasn't any finger food type of meal right there. Amen. But it was a meal, a feast. When they got done, there was baskets full. Because when Jesus shows up, he shows out. And the fifth one that I found is when he began to walk on the sea. The disciples, even in their storm, he came to them and gave them hope in the middle of their storm. And then we find he healed a blind man since he was born. The Bible said that he spat on the ground, made clay, and put it in his eyes. And then no one sinned. And then the cause is but that the Lord might receive the glory. Amen. Amen. And when he realized who the one that healed him was Christ, he fell down and worshiped and believed on the Son of God. Because when he shows up, he shows out. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And then Lazarus, we find where we are tonight. Amen. Jesus came to their house. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus came, amen, to their situation. All the miracles up to this point point to one thing. That Jesus is not just an ordinary man.
Right.
Not just a wise guy. Not just somebody that has the answers or has the right thing to say at the right time. He's more than all that. Amen. He's God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have seen it. Amen. In this text tonight of what Jesus can do. Amen. He shows up. Hallelujah. He is right on time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. He's right on time. Every time. Amen. He's more than just a man. More than just some fraud. Listen, one man said either Jesus was one of three things. He was either a liar, he was either a lunatic, or he was indeed Lord. Amen. And I believe, amen, he was no liar. Hallelujah. The Bible said, amen, let every man be a liar. Amen. Amen. God is God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not a liar. He's not a lunatic. But he's God. And he is the Alpha and the All-Knowing. And the All-Together Lovely One. And he's beautiful for situation. He's the bright morning star. He's the bomb in our Gilead. And he's tearing. He's our comforter. He's our chief cornerstone. He's my rock. Hallelujah. And he's discerning. He's divine. He's the dearest friend I've ever had. He's eternal. He's the everlasting Father, and he's everything to me. He's forgiving. He's faithful, and I can't find any fault in my Lord. And then he's gracious. He's glorious. He's good, and his mercy, and the most now endures forever. that can calm your storm. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm not just preaching this. Amen. Just get you to like me or maybe get me out to a church. No, I'm preaching this from experience. Amen. Here earlier in this year, and even in the last year, and even the most part of last year, rather. Amen. I was facing the enemy. I was facing the devil. Amen. Like I don't believe I've ever faced before. Amen. I faced in the beginning of this year a whole lot. Amen. But I have found one thing to be true. And He is still that same God. Amen. That shows out. Amen. He's doing the right thing. He'll help us in time of trouble. He's our friend.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He's my keeper. He's kind. And He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the light of the world. And He is the life. He's Messiah. He's our medic. And He is my good master. Amen. He's name above all names. He's noble. And He's never early. And He's never late. But He's right on time. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. And He's omnipresent. He's pure. He's praiseworthy. He's perfect. And He's the Prince of Peace. He's quiet. He's quick. And He's qualified to be God. Amen. He's righteous. He's reverent. And He's our Redeemer that liveth. He's supreme. He's sure. He's our salvation. And our chief shepherd. I said He's true. He's trustworthy. He's triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And that He's unparalleled. He's unequal. And He is unique. He's vast. He's valiant. And He's victorious. He's a way maker. Amen. He's wonderful. He is our wonder-working God. And our wonderful counselor. Amen. He's exceptional. He's extraordinary. And He is exactly what I need. He's Yahweh. He's the God of yesterday. And the God of tomorrow. He's jealous. And He's a stronghold of Zion. You must not lose sight of who He is. He is still who He said He was. He still does what He's always done. He's still a miracle worker. And He's still a promise keeper. Listen to me, friend. If He did it back then, I know that He'll do it again. Amen. This is His last year of retirement. Amen. He ain't folded up, closing down, going home. But He's still in business. And He's come here tonight. A burden in my heart to see somebody realize that He is just what I need. Yeah. I was praying today. Seeking God. And I truly feel like somebody's here tonight.
Glory.
And you have a situation you're facing. And you don't know what to do. Amen. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to say. You can't go to enough church. You can't call on enough preachers to pray for the thing you're facing.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you right now, God has came to this house. He has showed up in this house to show out. Amen. We can pass the mic, I'm sure. Amen. And there are people of God in this place. Amen. That have been through things. That have been facing things. And they can tell you how God came right on time. Amen. And we have shown around us. You hear miracles and such. Where, amen, the doctor said we may not be able to have children. Amen. But God worked it out for their good. And then you'll pass it around. And say the doctor said I would never walk again. But God turned it around. And then you were worried. And your marriage might not come back together. Oh, but God, amen, worked it out. And then I said when He shows up, He'll show out. And then you'll see what you need when you need it.
Amen.
He's here tonight to show out just for you. faith.
Everywhere.
Greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Four times in the Word of God, there are four different, amen, places where it says just that. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. I don't know what you're facing necessarily, but I know the one, amen, that holds our situation in His hand. You may be like
Lazarus.
You hear me?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I've been there. I have been facing a situation where I thought He was late. I thought He should have shown up last week. I thought He should have shown up last time. But God is a God of perfection. And when He does something, He'll do it right. And He showed up right on time. You have a situation right on time. Right on time. He's never late. Never late. Amen. I'm not going to be too much longer here tonight. I know. I just feel like it's an altar really. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I want somebody to really have assurance in your heart, amen, that you came to the right place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless my brother.
Why did I come here? What am I doing here? Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. It is no coincidence. God is not a happenstance kind of God. He's not a coincidence or circumstance kind of God. Amen. But He does things how He wants to. Amen. He's got a will. Amen. We ought to do the will of the Lord. We ought to find the will of God for our lives. So, and I'll tell you what. When you're in God's will, in God's plan, in God's timing, amen, that's a perfect place to be. To show up in your situation. You want God to move in your life. Amen. You try to please Him. In Nehemiah, the Bible says this twice. There's two records in the book of Nehemiah where he's the cupbearer. Nehemiah goes to the king and he's wanting to go repair the wall. He's wanting to go home and repair the city. And he looks at the king. He says, I want to do this and do that if it please the king. Amen. He had something on his heart. I would obey the king. I would please him. And if you want God to show up in your situation tonight, you start pleasing him. You start worshiping him. You start honoring him. I tell you, if we do our best to please the king, and if you show up in everything, and then he'll make all things well. The doctor may have told you don't have much longer. Well, the doctor may have said, no use in planning things out. No use in getting things. Amen. No use in doing this or doing that because you're about to die. Amen. He may have said things like that. But I'll tell you what. Amen. We still, in 2024, serve a God that can heal.
Yes.
I truly believe this.
Amen.
Amen. Let me say this. I feel like COVID-19 really put a damper on the church, on our faith in God. I watched growing up men and women of God have faith like I've never seen before. But when COVID hit, and people, and listen, I understand having common sense. I believe in all that. But I'm going to tell you, amen, I watch folks that, amen, when they get COVID, it's almost as if that's the one sickness that God can't heal. Not no, Brother Ronnie was healed. The Lord touched him.
Man.
I thank God for that. But it seems as if everybody lost faith in God when somebody received the diagnosis that they had COVID-19. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The pandemic has slipped away. We're still here. We hadn't all died. We hadn't all gone away. But I'm going to tell you, if you lost your faith before then, it's time you ought to get it back tonight. Amen. It's time. And if you kick fear to the side, you get rid of that doubt and unbelief. You hear me? Doubt and unbelief will always exaggerate the situation. Always exaggerate. When the spies went into the promised land, we know, again, I said the other night, that 2 found the grapes and 10 found the gripes. Amen. We know that 10 came back and they said, oh, We're like grasshoppers in their sight. Amen. I know if you take a man, besides myself, you know, I'm not really tall, but if you take a normal man, amen, that's about 6 foot tall, and a grasshopper is about an inch tall, you realize that's about 72 times the size of that little grasshopper. And what they were saying was, those giants, amen, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Doubt and unbelief exaggerated their hearts and exaggerated their mind. And then you go ahead, let fear get in your mind, let doubt get in your mind, and you say, can God, amen, move again? Can God heal again? I come tonight to tell you, yes, He can. And then He can still move. He's still has all power. He's still God. And He's always just what He's always been. Amen. I'll fix it and close. My wife will come to the piano. We'll stand all over the house.
Hallelujah.
And He shows up, He's going to show out. I wrote this down. I want to read it to you. Amen. It was just an ordinary day in the city of Bethany. No problems occurred, not one, nor any. A man called Jesus was gaining much fame for things that he did, or maybe it was just his name. Three siblings were raised in this quaint little town, just received the terrible news. I would surely bring them down. Lazarus, their brother, had just became ill. I'm sure they had thought, oh, what's the big deal? Then one had passed and he only grew worse. Really no need to call the hearse. Call Jesus, they cried, for He is our friend. We know He will come and surely make amends. After day three and day four, how quickly things went wrong. Lazarus has died, and I'm sure they said, what's taking Jesus so long? And He had only came when we had called. Amen. I'll tell you what, when He shows up, He shows out. Amen. He shows up, He shows out. Amen. You hear me tonight, friend? I don't know what you're facing. I really don't. But I know a man, amen, that can touch your problem, that can move in your situation. Amen. He's a God at hand. He's not a God far off. He's not a God beyond your reach. He's not a God beyond you. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, He can show up and show out in your situation. You put your trust and your confidence in God and watch Him show up. Man, watch Him show up. And she begins to play.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Have you doubted God lately? Man, have you doubted that He can really do what He said He would? Have you lost confidence in the Lord? Has somebody in the church let you down? Where it seems like if they let you down, God's probably the same way. He'll let you down. I'll tell you tonight, He'll never let you down. He'll never,
yes, my brother.
Never fall yes. out. Never forsake you. He'll never go away from you. But He's a God.
This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.